Okay, we're holding the very top of dollar number dollars. We left off with a question yesterday, which according to the RAN so far, we had one answer to it, and according to Tosfos and the Rosh, we didn't have any answer to it yet, which is, we quoted a braisa that said that with a nazir, it's possible for him to be over on the issue of Bal Ta'achar, delaying his nether. And we're trying to fix delaying fulfilling his nether. And we asked how that's possible, because if a person says I'm a nazir, he becomes a nazir right there on the spot. Mm-hmm. So there's no delaying it. If he violates it, if he drinks wine or becomes tamei or what have you, right now the assumption is that's different. He's over on those particular isurim of nazir. He hasn't delayed the nazirus per se. So we discussed the possibility that maybe it's talking about that he said, I'm going to become a nazir sometime during my lifetime. So then the Ran learns that the Gemara is saying that yes, at that point he should become a nazir. And if he delays taking on that nazir, saying, you know what, I'm not going to die yet, I have nothing to worry about, then he's over on Bal Ta'achar. And Ran brings up the possibility that maybe it's only if he delays past three regalim. And then Tosfos and the Rosh discussed that we didn't have an answer yet. We said that in that case also, l'chora, he becomes a nazir right there on the spot, and there's no delaying.
So you would know how he deals with time by assumption, by what the common sense is, the regalim.
So maybe it's three regalim. So the Rosh in particular learns, since we know by Karbonis, which we're going to quote later on the Amud, that when it comes to Karbonis, the halacha is if you make a neder to bring a carbon, you're only over if you delay it three regalim. So the Rosh says the same thing applies across the board to all Nadarim, and therefore also to Nazir. That if you're delaying it three regalim, only then are you over. Not all, but many other Rishonim disagree with that. They say that, for example, the Gemara points out in Rosh Hashanah, in the whole Sugya of Bal Ta'achar over there, that the three regalim thing only applies to Karbonis. Other things, for example, a person makes a neder to give tzedakah, and he's over right away if he delays it, because there are always aniyim around. But so therefore you see that there are certain kinds of nedarim that you delay them any amount, you're over. Right. If he just said, I'm going to give tzedakah without specifying a date, right.
But
in case said,
there's nothing to delay.
That's what we're discussing. So therefore, Rabbi Achaba Yaakov Amar, nazar, really, the Bach says, v'hu b'beis ha'kvaris. Suppose that he declares a nazirus while he's standing in a beis ha'kvaris. Now, obviously, in a beis ha'kvaris, he's tamei. What happens? What he really has to do is he's supposed to go out of the beis ha'kvaris, become tahor as soon as possible, and start his actual nazirus. So therefore, the argument is, if he is sticking around there in the beis ha'kvaris, then he's over on Bal Ta'achar. Or according to the Rosh, we'd be talking about if he left the beis ha'kvaris, but then he delayed becoming tahor, he delayed getting sprinkled with parah drum water until three regalim have passed, and therefore all that time he can't be fulfilling his nazirus because he's tamei, then he'd be over on Bal Ta'achar. So there you have a case of Bal Ta'achar with a nazir.
But that's the question.
Now that works according to the opinion. There's machlokas in Sefer Nazir about there's machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish about in a case like that. Do we say that his nazirus is bechlal not chal when he's standing there in the Beis HaKvaris? The nazirus itself is not chal as long as he is in the Beis HaKvaris. So when he goes out, after he becomes tahor, he's going to have to actually declare then hareini nazir in order to start his nazirus. Or is it that his nazirus really starts right away, except, practically speaking, he's tamei, so he can't really begin. But nevertheless, the nazirus is chal, it's just suspended. And therefore, as soon as he becomes tahor, then automatically the nazirus starts. And maybe even the Ran discusses that according to Rabbi Yochanan, because his nazirus takes effect right away, therefore, suppose while standing in the Beis HaKvaris over there, he drinks wine. If we say with Rish Lakish that his nazirus bechlal has not started yet, then no problem. His nazirus hasn't started yet, he just has to start it as soon as possible. Fine, his drinking wine didn't do anything. Whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan, he would actually get malchus for that drinking wine. Because the nazirus really already started to the extent that it can, except that it can't fully because he's tamei. So hanichal amando amalei chaylai le nazirus me'alter. Fine. This explanation of Rabbi Chaya Yaakov's works well according to Rish Lakish that the nazirus does not in fact start right away.
he's going to have to later on re-declare Hareini Nozer after he becomes Tahar. Well, good then. If he does, if he sticks around on the Beis HaKvaris, therefore it's taking longer until he's able to make that declaration, or according to the Rosh, he's actually waited 3 to go him to become Tahar, good then, he's Argon Bal Tahar. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Nezirus actually takes effect right away, then you've asked the question, how is there Bal Tahar in that case? He said, Hareini Nozer, while he's standing in a basic forest, yes, practically speaking, the full Nezirus can't begin until he becomes Tahar, but to a certain extent, it begins even now. He really is considered a Nozer, except that he's a Nozer Tameh, and therefore, and we said, therefore, he gets Malkus for...
What is really a Nozer?
What do you mean, what is really a Nozer?
A
Nozer...
So the
Nozer has to be components. He can't become Tameh Mess, he can't eat or drink great products, and he can't shave his hair.
Right. So yeah. He can start Nezirus. If he's Tameh, he should not become Tameh.
He can't become Tameh. He's not allowed to become Tameh once he becomes a Nozer. And if he does, then those days, he loses those days and he has to start all over again. Here we're talking about he made the Nezirus Lachatchila when he was Tameh, or Lachatchila when he was standing in the Beis HaKvaris. That's right. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, we're saying that nevertheless, his Nezirus still begins to a certain extent.
It begins that really he is
a Nazir. He really has all the dinim of a Nazir, but practically speaking, his Nazirus can't begin because he's Tameh.
It's a little bit similar to what
we were talking about yesterday. We mentioned about Hilmi Amalka who became a Nazirah while she was in Chutzlaret, where we said she had all the rules of, she had to follow all the rules of Nazirus during all those years, but they didn't count towards her Nazirus. This is a similar idea. So Miika Bal Tahar. So again, you're back to the question: are you over on Bal Tahar? And not only that, it's not even you have a machloekus whether he's considered a Nazir at that point. Ha'omer Magravashi. Magravashi explains in that sugya in Nazir, Chayla Nazirus Alei Me'alter. That actually everybody agrees that he becomes. Even Rish Lakish agrees that really he becomes a Nazir right away. He is considered a Nazir. He is at that point also to drink wine or cut his hair or what have you.
Meaning he's neder
and it's something. Right. The chi pligi in malchus pligi. The only machloikas is whether he gets malchus for doing these things. Where Rabbi Yochanan says yes and Rish Lakish says no. But everybody agrees he really is considered a Nazir, even though he's in Beis HaKvaris.
Why he shouldn't get malchus?
Because he's not really because in a way he's not fully a Nazir yet. Nazirus has three components. You can't have one without the other. You can't be a Nazir, let's say, as far as Tumas Mes and not as far as the other thing. Normally, okay, there's a special case of Nazirus Shimshik, but let's not get into that. So therefore, Rish Lakish could argue with Samar Ravashi's explanation there is that Rish Lakish would argue that he's taka not allowed to do these things, but if he does, he doesn't get Malkus. The Malkus that we're talking about, the Malkus we're talking about, rather, is not as far as the drinking wine or whatever. That, everybody agrees he's a Nazir insofar as he gets Malkus for those. The question is, does he get Malkus for the fact that now he's standing in a Beis HaKvaris, and as a Nazir, he shouldn't be? Maybe the argument that you could argue that because he didn't get out of there as fast as possible, therefore he's high of Malkus for that. That's the Machloekas, where Rabbi Yochanan says yes, and Rish Lakish says no.
But since he really didn't breach his tumah, he didn't make it start, but he didn't breach it.
No, but on the other hand, he is. They gave him hasra. They said, so the Rosh explains, they gave him hasra. They said, you should know, you just declared you're a Nazir, but you're standing in a basic forest. A Nazir is not allowed to be there. Get out. And he doesn't. So that's different. Now,
That's what the Rosh said.
However, actually, it's not so simple, actually, because then you get into the question, what about, isn't that a lav shein b'maisa? He's just standing there. He didn't actually do anything. What makes him chayav malchus? So Tosfos says fine. It doesn't literally mean that he would get Malkus. It doesn't literally mean that he would get Malkus because lav shein b'maisa. Because we're talking about the chiyuv. We're talking about the chiyuv of Malkus. We're not talking about whether in practice he gets Malkus.
That's another machlokes, by the way, for a lav shein b'maisa, right?
So the Rosh says that we're talking about the Rosh says that this machlokes that we could be talking about the question whether he actually gets malchus, and it would be according, we would have to be saying that this is according to the opinion that lav shein b'maisa you get malchus on.
But here we're talking about the stop business.
Yes,
has it started or not?
Right. But no, so that's the thing. Ma'abar Rav Ashi is saying there's no question is that Zirus has started. The question is, will he be Chayev Malkus for standing there? So one way of looking at it, which is the Rosh's way, is if you say Lav She'en Be'maisa, that you get Malkus for that, that is the Machlokes Rav Yechon and Rish Lakish. Whether he would get Malkus just for standing there in the basic Kavaris after Hathorah. If you say Lav She'en Be'maisa, you don't get Malkus, then there's nothing to talk about. There were other
all agreed that
everybody would agree. Well, everybody would agree that Nazirus has started, but you can't give him Malkus because Lav She'en Be'maisa. There are other explanations,
even
though.
Even if it's not a full Nazirus?
But according to that, it is a full Nazirus. According to Ma'abar Rav Ashi's explanation, it is a full Nazirus. He is chayev in all the dinim of Nazir, except that he's standing in a basic forest.
So he's chayev.
That's the thing. So according, if we say Lav She'en Be'maisa, that you don't get Malkus for that, then practically speaking, you can't give him Malkus for it because he didn't do anything. He's just standing there.
That's right.
Right. On the other hand, the Shagas Aryeh has an explanation that says that actually, yes, you could get Malkus in this case because the original thing that he did, there was an original Maisa. He did go into the Beis HaKadosh. And he did make a declaration, Hareini Nazir. Those are both Maisim. Yes, afterwards, when they give him Asra, they tell him, you know what, you're a Nazir, you're not supposed to be here. His being there is an inaction. He's not doing anything. But there was an initial action that brought him to that situation, and therefore the Shagas Aryeh argues he can be Chayiv Malkus, according to Rabbi Yechanan, he can be Chayiv Malkus on those grounds.
So you're suggesting that the Shagas Aryeh is saying that since he had the intent by walking into this cemetery, and after that making the declaration.
Not even he meant, no, not necessarily. Maybe when he walked into the cemetery, he didn't have the intent to declare that I'm a Nazir, but he went in there. But it doesn't matter, he went in there. The Shagas Aryeh gives an example. The Shagas Aryeh gives an example, which is Paskin as Halacha. Suppose, for example, you have a Nazir, goes into a box, a closed box, and he has people carry him into a Beis HaKvaris. Fine, so far he's not Tomei, because the Tomei can't get into the box. Now suppose somebody comes and opens up a box, presto, he becomes Tomei. He will be Chayav Malkus for that. That's the halacha. Why? Because you could argue Lav She'en Be'maisa, he's just sitting there, he didn't do anything. Because there was an initial Maisa, he went into the box and had his friends carry him in.
Oh, well, then you say, okay, if somebody drops sheriffs in the house, you should also get Malkus, because why you went to this house?
First of all, now another doesn't become Tommy from a sheriff's fine, a dead body.
Yeah.
No, but if somebody else dropped it in against the will, we're not talking about that. But here he had them carry him in there, like, clearly, you went into a place.
Right,
where
but
you,
I was saying, somebody else came and broke.
No, but that doesn't matter. It's the same principle as, for example, a Nazir is not allowed to go into a house where somebody is near death, a goitzis. He's not allowed to go in there because any second the guy may die. Yeah.
It's a dangerous position.
Yeah. Basically, don't put yourself in it. Yeah. So anyway, so the argument is that you could say maybe even if you say normally Lav She'en Be'maisa, you don't get Malkus, which is in fact the halacha. You can nevertheless say that in a case like this, he would get Malkus, which is also the halacha.
Because
that's the thing. Because we consider that it is. We consider there is a certain Maisa involved over here. The initial Maisa of walking into the basic quarters. So in the initial case of going into the box and being carried into the basic quarters. Even yes. Yeah. That would be the idea, yeah.
What would be standard case of the Lav She'en Be'maisa?
Standard case of Lav She'en Be'maisa is, for example, a classic case of Lav She'en Be'maisa is leaving over a piece of a korban. You're not allowed to, leave over korbanas past the expiration date for them, but if you do, you're not chayiv malkus because Lav She'en Be'maisa. Yeah. Also, most lavim that involve speech are considered Lav She'en Be'maisa. Okay, whatever. Yeah.
Why would you count a maisa with the smaller declaration?
Because that action, together with the fact that he declared Nazirus, those two things taken together are enough to make it considered a declaration. So you're back to the question. If you're saying that really this guy standing there in the Beis HaKvaris is really considered a Nazir for all intents and purposes, the only machlokas is he getting Malkus for standing there? Well, then you're back to the question. Where's the Baal Ta'acha? What's he delaying? He's right now a Nazir. The fact that he stands there longer, maybe that makes him Chayav Malkus, maybe not. But it's not preventing him from being a Nazir.
For the one who believes that he has Malkus.
Well, even if you say he doesn't have Malkus, it doesn't prevent, even Rish Lakish is saying, according to Ma'abar Rav Ashi's explanation, that he really is a Nazir. You just can't give him Malkus for standing there. Okay, the answer is, after the Hochi come leave Baal Ta'acha, nevertheless, you can still say that he's over on Baal Ta'acha, and we'll get Malkus for that. Mishum de koma acha nezirus tatara. Because what's he doing? He's causing that the nezirus tatara. The fact is, he's not going to actually start. The fact is, let's say he declared a standard nezirus. Standard nezirus is 30 days. If it takes a week, if it takes 2 weeks after him leaving the Beis HaKvaret, before he becomes Tahor, let's say he waits a week before he goes and starts getting sprinkled, and then it takes another week for the whole process to be finished. So he's delayed that 30 days, the actual 30 days that he has to keep the Tahor, he's delayed it by 2 weeks. There's your Baal Tahor. Again, according to the Ran, that Baal Tahor can be even a shorter time frame. According to the Rosh, we'd have to say again that he waited 3 regalim before actually becoming Tahor. So that's the Baal Tahor is not the fact that all this time he's not a Nazir. Now we're bringing in a new idea that we haven't discussed before, that the Baal Tahor is the very fact that the actual days that count his Nazirus are starting at a later time than you would have expected them to. You would have expected they should have started right away when he said out any Nazir, and like this, it's starting a week or two or whatever it is later. Amar Ravashi, and Ravashi says, here's another possibility, Hoyo V'chein, actually, it's the different Gersaites, whether we're talking, is it a continuation of the answer that we just gave, or is it a new answer? The Ran has a Gersa Hoyo V'kach, that's given what we just said, then I can tell you another din that we derive from that. Other mafarshim have the girsa like we have it. Hoyol v'chein nazir shetimei atzmei b'meizid, that Ravashi is giving another answer. Forget about this case of the guy who was standing in the Beis HaKvaret. Anyway, what Ravashi is saying is a nazir who made himself tamei b'meizid. So a regular case, a nazir made a regular nazirus, not standing in the Beis HaKvaret. He was perfectly tahor at the time. Sometime in the middle of nazirus, he deliberately made himself tamei. Then you can argue, over Mishum Baal Tahor, the Nazirus Tahor. You can argue by the same logic, he's over because now he's delaying the Nazirus Tahor. Again, what's going to happen? So one possibility is that Ravashi is giving another answer where we have a case of Baal Tahor. It would be another simpler case. Instead of having to say the guy was standing in a Pesach Kvaris, you can say a simpler case where he made himself Tomei in the middle of the Nazirus. According to the Ran's Girsa, it's a continuation. Given that we're saying that delaying your Nazirus Tahara involves Baal Tahor, then logically also, it also follows by the same logic that delaying it in another way also makes you over on Baal Tahor. So again, the guy made his neder, for example, Rosh Chodesh Nissan. By rights then, the 30 days runs from Rosh Chodesh Nissan to the end of Nissan. Halfway in between comes Pesach, he makes himself Tomei. Now he has to wait till he becomes Tahor till 7 days have passed and start all over again. So now his 30 days, instead of beginning from Aleph Nissen and running to Lamed Nissen, are now beginning, let's say, Chabez Nissen and running till Chabez Yer. There's your Baal Tahor.
If
Baal Tahor can happen in a shorter time frame. Again, according to the Rosh, you would have to say that he waited Shalosh Regalim. There is actually, because if we only had Rav Acha Bayakov's answer, we would have to say that Davke, if the guy is standing in a Beis HaKvaris, we would delay in the beginning of the Nazirus. In the case of the guy who made himself Tomei in the middle, you could argue he did half a Nazirus up until that point. Okay, then he became Tomei and now he has to start all over again. Maybe that's not Baal Tahor. No, Rav Ashi is pointing out, you should know that is Baal Tahor as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I still have a question of why we started by the case that the tumor starts before the Nazirus, really, and now we're talking about the Tumor starts.
So that's the point. We're saying that it doesn't make a difference. Either way, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Could have started in the case.
Yeah, okay. Okay, but that's how the discussion went. Rav Acha Breder of Ikka Omer, here's another thing. Over Baal Tahor Tiklachti. There's another thing that you could say. That another who becomes Tomei, even if you argue that maybe the fact that the 30 days of Nazirus are being shifted over, maybe you could argue that's not Baal Tahor, but there is another Baal Tahor that's involved. He's delaying the time when he's doing the mitzvah of shaving his hair. We're assuming right now, Rav Acha Breder of Ikka is saying that Baal Tahor doesn't just apply to the actual Nazirus and to the actual Korbanos, it actually applies to each individual mitzvah saseh. There is one mitzvah saseh involved that the Nazir should shave his hair at the end of the Nazirus, and then brings his Korbanos along with it. So when he delays doing that mitzvah, that also involves Baal Tahor. But it also means over Baal Tahor Tiglachta, it can also mean a case. We don't even have to be saying that the guy is Tomei. Let's say, for example, so the guy made a Nazirus of 30 days, running from Rosh Chodesh Nissan to Lamed Nissan. Really then on Aleph Iyar, the 31st day, is when he's supposed to come to the Beis Mikdash and shave his hair and bring his Korbanos. Suppose he delays, he decides to wait a week and then come shave his hair. According to Rav Acha Breder Vika, he wasn't Tomei or anything, but according to Rav Acha Breder Vika, he's over on Baal Tahor for that alone. He was supposed to shave his hair on a certain day and he shaved it on another day. question is, not the question is, now needless to say that this answer works according to the opinion that the tiglachas, that the hair cutting causes a delay in the karbanas. In the Sechta Nazir, the Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, in this week's parasha, when it talks about the dinim of the Nazir, so it describes how the Nazir shaves his head, brings his three karbanas, and it says, v'achar yishtah Nazir yayin. Afterwards, the Nazir can drink wine. So does that mean, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it means he has to do everything. He has to shave, and he has to bring the karbanas, and only then is his nazirus over. Whereas according to the Chachamim, not. According to the Chachamim, the shaving the hair is not essential, really, to the process. If he just wants to bring his karbanas, or even some of the karbanas, as we'll talk about on Amud Beis, and he'll leave the shaving for another day, fine, his nazirus is still over. He can drink wine. So loy mevoyer lamando amet tiglachas ma'akevus. Needless to say, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that the tiglachas is ma'akev, prevents the nazirus from being over and the karbanas from being brought. Then, of course, the fact that he's delaying his haircut is causing a delay in the karbanas, and the delay in the karbanas involves bal ta'achar. Ela filu lamando amet tiglachas ain't ma'akevus. Even if you say, according to the Chachamim, that the actual haircutting is not ma'akev, the fact that he delayed the haircutting doesn't matter. He still can bring his karbanas and be mutter to drink wine and whatever. Nevertheless, mitzvah skiluach mi'alei mekayim. But the fact is, he hasn't been mekayim. The actual mitzvah, the mitzvah tasei, to shave his hair, and therefore Rav Acha Breder Rav Ikker is arguing that you can say he's over on Balta Asa for that mitzvah. Okay, one more. What?
There is a mitzvah to shave.
There's a mitzvah to shave.
And so, if you delay this mitzvah...
So then according to that's the argument. Okay. It's true, it doesn't cause a delay in his karbanas.
So it's love comes from us somehow.
Well, so yeah, because Baal Ta'achar means that when you make a promise, Ki Sa'achar, Ki Sidur Neder L'Hashem Elokecha, Loi Sa'achar L'Shalmai. So yeah, you've made a neder, now you have a mitzvah Loi Sa'achar, to not delay unduly in bringing it, in doing it. So the argument is here that we don't just apply Baal Ta'achar to the Nazirus itself. We don't just apply Baal Ta'achar to the Korbanus. Even the fact you have a sort of almost like a side mitzvah that he has to shave his hair at the end, that also he has a mitzvah to not delay that. Okay.
He brings hair, so he does something.
Yeah, he puts the hair under one of the pots, under the pot where one of the karbanos, the shlamim, is cooking. Yeah.
But again, it's not active.
If he were to bring his karbanos, we'll talk on a number of days. He has to bring three karbanos. If he just brings one of them, he's still yotze. Yeah. Okay. Mazutra Beidra of Mari Yomar, or Mazutra Beidra of Mari gives one more answer. Here's a way that a Nazir can be over on Baal Ta'achar. Simple. Over Baal Ta'achar Kobanoisav. Very simple. Forget about that he's delaying the time of his Nazirus or the shaving or this or that or whatever. He's not bringing his Kobanos on time. Again, he was supposed to bring his Kobanos for Shchodesh year because he became Tomei or because whatever the reason was, he wound up bringing... No, so according to Mazutra's answer, you don't have to say that he delayed. Well, you do. I mean, he can't shave without bringing Kobanos. He will have delayed the shaving, but more to the point is he delayed bringing the karbanah. So in all of these scenarios, in the case where he became tummy to begin with, and therefore the time was shifted over. The case where he became tummy in the middle, and therefore it got shifted over. The case where he delayed shaving, and therefore we said according to the Chachamim, the karbanahs don't depend on the shaving. But we have several possible scenarios where it delays bringing the karbanos for one reason or another.
But what's the
huge? No, he's just giving another answer. Forget about. All we're trying to do is find a way. We had a braisa that said that a nazir can be over on Baal Ta'achar. All this time we've been trying to figure out how so. So now Mazutra is giving the most straightforward answer. Basically, the most fundamental thing that Baal Ta'achar applies to is Korbanos. So therefore, the fact that he's delaying his Korbanos, that there's your Baal Ta'achar. Which there you would have according to everybody, even according to the Ran, you would have to say that it only happens after three or going. Because according to the Rosh, all the answers that we've had... Well, in Rosh Hashanah was the main sugya, and in Rosh Hashanah we learned we had a five-way machlokas when you were over on Baal Ta'achar. The halacha is once three regalim are passed. Yeah. Okay. Question is then, according to Mazutra's answer, so you're telling me then that you learned Baal Ta'achar as it applies to the Karbanos of the Nazir from this Hekish? What were we saying all this time, that we have a Hekish between Nadarim and Nazir? So we learn that just like by Nadarim you're over on Baal Ta'achar, so also a Nazir is over on Baal Ta'achar. What do you need the Hekish for? Mehasam nafkale. You don't need the hekesh. You have a different pasuk that teaches us that any time you delay bringing korbanos, you're over more than three regalim, you're over on baltacher. The pasuk says ki dorish yidrashenu. You have a whole long pasuk over there. Ki sidor neder la shem lekech alois acher l'shamay. Ki dorish yidrashenu la shem lekech miyamach v'hoy v'chachet. We quoted in Rosh Hashanah there was a whole long braisa that explained each phrase of that pasuk as referring to a different type of chiyuv. A korban that's a korban, a voluntary korban, a chatos, a this, a that, a tzedakah, whatever. And one of them was kidorish yidrashenu eil chatoris v'ashamos. That when the pasuk says that Hashem will require it from you, this means chatoris and ashamos, that you can't delay bringing those. You're chayav chatos, you have to bring it within the three regalim, otherwise you're over. So we know already that, and among the korbanos of a nazir, what are the three korbanos of a nazir? There is a chatos, an asham, and a shlamim. So there you go. You haven't brought your chatas and your asham automatically. Automatically, of course, you're over on Baal Ta'achar just from that pasuk alone. What do you need a hekesh to tell us? Because by Nedarim you're over, therefore also by Nazir you're over.
Yeah.
You know, the answer is Ma'od Tema Chidushu Shechit Shatoda B'Nazir. So the question is, according to Marzutra's answer, why did the Braisa tell us that you can only know that a Nazir who delays is over on Baal Ta'achar, you only know it from a hekesh with Nedir?
When
you have a pasuk that explicitly says that any chatas or any asham that you delay, you're over. And a Nazir is kavanas, include a chatas and an asham. The answer is Ma'od Tema Chidushu Shechit Shatoda B'Nazir. So you might have answered that when it comes to a Nazir, there's a certain chidush in his dinim. Which we're going to discuss in a second, we're going to start discussing now what that chiddush is, but we might have assumed, because there's a certain chiddush in the dinim of Nazir, therefore we might have assumed maybe the chatas of an asham, maybe the chatas or the asham of a Nazir is an exception to the rule. Maybe a normal chatas you have to bring within three regalim, a normal asham you have to bring within three regalim, maybe a Nazir is an exception, that's why you need the hekesh to tell us that now. Okay, the question is my chiddush. Is it that you're not able to declare a chatas nazir using a neder? You cannot say I make a neder to bring a chatas of a nazir. That doesn't work unless you're actually making a neder to become a nazir. So then you could argue that's different than the regular case. Fine, the same thing applies to any regular chatas. The Gemara's typical example of a plain old chatas is chatas chelev, the chatas you bring for eating chelev. Why is that? I mean, there's about 30 or 40 different lois that says that you bring a chatas for if you do them b'shogeg. The Ran over here and the Ran over here in Rashi and Sota says that the reason is because chelev is one of the more common things that a person rechayev chatas for. They have. I mean, nowadays we're not used to it because we buy our meat in the store already with all the chaylev taken out, etc. But in those days, you know, when you did your shchita and then whatever at home, it was very common. You'd have chaylev around and you'd mix it up. You'd mix it up with shuman and eat it. So therefore, bringing a chatas for chaylev was one of the more common cases. It was a different in a different place. Actually, that's the Rosh over here brings a different the Rosh brings over here a different explanation. He says because the other way around. The Rosh over here says that explanation. The Rashi and Sota gives a different reason. The reason is because the Torah mentions Kol Chelu Kol Dom Lo Yisrael Chelu, and right after that in Parshas Vayikra, and right after that it starts talking about the dinim of Chatas. So therefore, like, there's a certain association between Chatas and Chelu. Whatever it is, the point is that a chatas chelev also shein makpisa b'neder. There also you can't declare a chatas, you can't say, I volunteer to bring a chatas chelev. You can't. A chatas is not something that can come b'neder and a dada. And we're over in Baltacher, and yet we see you over on Baltacher, so why would I think that a nazir is an exception to that? Okay, Ella, my chidushe, so fine, let's try another possibility. What's the chidush by nazir? Suppose a person says, now we said before, nazir is author in basically four different things, if we were three or four, depending on how you count them. He's not allowed to become tummy, he's not allowed to eat, to drink wine, eat any grape products, or become tummy, or shave his hair. What happens if a person were to say, I'm a nazir from grape seed? Meaning, he's saying, in other words, I am making a vow of Nazirus, but only that I should be offered to eat grape seeds. I should be allowed to do any of the other things that a Nazir is usually not allowed to do.
Not grape seeds,
people. Let's say he could still eat grape peels, or drink wine, or yeah. And nevertheless, the din is, have a Nazir lako. The din is that nevertheless, he's considered a Nazir for all purposes. Because once you say Nazirus that includes any one of the things that Nazirus includes, then everything is covered. So that's...
Moshe from the eating bread?
Nazir from eating bread is another. That's a different machlokes, and that's a different machlokes in Masechta Nazir, whether that even counts. What do we mean? Does a bechalal count? Does that even count as a valid neder? But so here we're saying right now, which we're going to say in a second, it's also machlokes tanaim, that if a person makes a neder of nazirus that only includes one of the things that a nazir is also in, then it includes everything. So we could argue that's a chiddush. With a regular neder, if a person were to say a regular neder, or a regular neder that... No, it's not so important. With a regular neder, a person were to make a neder, I'm also that grape seeds are also to me. Then only grape seeds are also to him. He can eat grape peels or whatever. Whereas with a nazir, we're saying we're not. If he says I'm a nazir not to eat grape seeds, then it includes everything. That's a chiddush in the halachas of nazirus. So therefore, that could be the chiddush we're talking about. So therefore, you would argue maybe then we have another chiddush in the dinim of nazir that delaying bringing the karbanos doesn't trigger bal tacher. Kamashmon, that would have to be the chiddush. That's why we would need the hekesh to say that you do. Problem with that? Yeah. Problem with that is number one, hanichal of under amak ki nazir min charetzen have a nazir lakol. Fine, that works according to the chachamim in Masechta Nazir over there, who say that indeed such a person becomes a nazir for all purposes. Charetzen is a grape seed. Elul of Rabshimin dama ein nazir at shiyazim mikolon. According to Rabshimin, though, who says they are a nazir, that no, a person is not a nazir unless he includes everything. So either he just says plain old hareini nazir, which automatically includes everything, or he specifically says hareini nazir from wine, from grape seeds, from grape fields, from toma, from hair cutting, etc., not just chatzan. According to Rabshimin, if he says hareini nazir in a chatzan, he's taka only also in chatzanim. Michael Mema, so then what are you going to say according to Rabshimin's understanding? But oi, and not only that, hay chidush l'chumrahu. That chiddush that you just mentioned, even according to the Chachamim, the chiddush that you're saying, that if he says charetzen and includes everything, that's a chumrah. Whereas you're trying to argue that because of that chiddush, maybe we should apply a kula to a nazir, that therefore if he delays bringing his karbanos, he shouldn't be over. What's the logic? Because of the chumrah and nazir, therefore we should apply a kula to it.
Because he says charetzen, then what?
According to the Chachamim, if he says charetzen and includes everything, but that's a chumrah. That's a chumrah in the Zirut. Charetzen is grape seeds. It means you're offering everything.
Yeah.
So that's a chumrah in the dinim of Nazir as compared to a regular neder. You're going to tell me because of that chumrah, you're going to think that maybe therefore there should be a kula in the dinim of Nazir, and that therefore you need a hekesh to tell you that kula doesn't exist. That's not logical. Mainly if you find one kula in the dinim of Nazirus, and you're arguing because of that, maybe there's another kula, and you need a pasuk to tell us that, not fine. But you can't say because of the chumrah, therefore you're going to logically try to think that there's a kula. Elos, no, let's try another possibility. My chiddush, what is the chiddush in the dinim of Nazir? The chiddush of kula. The sak da'at hamina, it's like this. We might have thought, the din is with a nazir, even though he's chayav three karbonas, he has to bring an oila. Sorry, I said before an asham, that was wrong. An asham is for another tamei. He has to bring an oila, a chakas, and a shlomim, another tahar. But if he only brings one, if he only brings the chakas, that's good enough. So, he starts to bring the asham, not the asham, the oila and the shlomim some other time. But just bring the chakas. No, just whenever he gets around to it. Whenever he gets around to it. But if he just brings the chatas and shaves his hair at that point, that's it, his nazirus is over. That's a kula. Normally, if a person were to make a neder, I'm making a neder to bring an oila, a shlomim, and a chatas. Well, chatas doesn't come a neder. If a person were to say, I'm making a neder to bring an oila and a shlomim, let's say, he has to bring both of them, and if not, he's not fulfilled his neder. Whereas over here, we're saying that he's fulfilled his nazirus, and can finish it off by bringing only the chatas.
That's what it comes for.
So therefore, you might argue that maybe therefore he's not over on Bal Ta'acha for that chatas, because you see there's a kula in that chatas compared to most other karbonis. Kamash Malon, that would be the chiddush.
But
that's why we need the hekesh. That's why we need because of that, that's why we need the hekesh to tell us it's not so. You still are over if you don't bring, according to Marzutra, if you don't bring your karbonis on time.
And according to other Pesachim?
What other parts came there? Mazutra was one of the answers that we had here, and then we had all the various other answers that said that Bal Ta'achar applies to the term of Nazirus itself, or hair cutting, or whatever. Yeah. Okay. The Iba is same, or another possibility, I can tell you, my chiddush, what would be the chiddush in the Nazir, in the dinim of Nazir, as compared to any other Nazir, that again would make us think that the ordinary din of Bal Ta'achar doesn't apply to it, that we needed the hekesh to tell us not. The chiddush might be what we said before, Mishum Deloy Ma'pisiv in Neder, the fact that you're not able to make a neder that I will bring the korban of a nazir. You can only make a neder to become a nazir, but you can't just make a neder, I will bring the korbanos of a nazir without being one yourself. You asked before that how's that different than any other chatas, a regular typical chatas, such as the one you bring for not eating for eating chalev by mistake, is the same thing. You can't bring that, you can't make a neder to bring that. It's only if you chayev. The difference is you could argue back, chatas chalev ka'asil kapara. The difference is that a chatas that you bring for chalev is a different kind of chatas. That comes to bring a kapara. The whole point is you've done a chatas nazir is not. A chatas nazir is, it's basically a gzeiras hakasuv that a nazir has to bring a chatas. But it's not the same kind of thing. Yes. So a typical case where a person eats chalev or does one of the other things that's chayev chatas, you could argue maybe you know why you're over on Baal Ta'acha with those, because that's a very serious thing. You're gonna wait and not arrange for your kapara. How are you talking? Whereas with the nazir, you could argue, okay, it's not a matter of kapara, you didn't do anything wrong that you bring a chatas, it's a zeres hakasuv that you have to bring one. Maybe you could argue, therefore, that a chatas nazir, therefore, is more lenient than the other kinds of chatas. And therefore, you need the hekesh to tell you not so. Now, the Rambam points out, actually, there is a machloikas. We're going to have a machloikas in the Gemara in a few days, as well as in the Masechta Nazir. There is an opinion that a nazir is considered a chayte. When the pasuk says in this week's parasha about it talks about a nazir tummy, it says v'chiper olav masha chata al nafesh, that the kohen has to bring a kapara for him for the fact that he sinned. What's the sin? So one argument is that it means the fact that he became tummy. The other argument during the nazirus, the other opinion, Rabbi Lazar Akapar, says that no, he's a chote for the very fact that he became a nazir and prevented himself from drinking wine. We learned this in Tainus as well. There was an opinion over there that a person who fasts when it's unnecessary to is called a chayte. So then you could argue it. Still though, the Ran points out, okay, very nice. So you could argue that he's a chayte. It's still not the same kind of kapara. It's not that he actually did literally an avera that makes him chayev achatos. But still, ultimately, it's a gzeres hakasuv. Okay, he shouldn't maybe have made the nazirus, but you can't call it. It's not something that's really chayev achatos. The regular classification of things that are chayev achatos. But yeah, a real avera, yeah. So that's the point. Chatas chelev ka'asil chapara, chatas nazir. My asker, where the chatas nazir, what is it coming for? There was no real chet over there. The fact that you bring it as a gzeiras hakasuv, therefore you might have argued that it's more lenient. The Gemara asks, are chatas yodus delay asil kapara, over alam mishabal ta'achar? Fine, I can tell you another case. A woman who gave birth has to bring a chatas, she has to bring a... She didn't do any avera, and you're still saying that if she delays bringing it, she's over on Baal Ta'achar. So it's not specific to when it's kapara, which again the Ran points out that the Ran points out a Gemara in Nida that Rashbi's Talmidim asked him why a Yoldas has to bring a chatas, and he says because it's very common that while she's giving birth, while she's giving birth, she swears, you know what, I'm never going to have relations with my husband again, and then of course afterwards she does. So therefore, that to a certain extent. But still, the Ran points out again, first of all, that's only one opinion, and second of all, lav davka. I mean, according to Rashbi, the point is toral arov to davar. In a typical case, that's what she says. But you can always have a case where she didn't, and she still has to bring the chatas. So again, chatas is not necessarily coming the kapara. The answer is, hahi, that's different. Hahi koshav yolol mecha b'kodshim. The difference is that you could argue the chatas of a yoldas is necessary in order for her to be allowed to eat kodshim. So you could argue, therefore, the fact that she's prevented from eating kodshim, which itself is a mitzvah, the Ran gives an example, eating the korban Pesach is a mitzvah.
Not an avera,
but in other words, you could argue like this. What kind of chatois are you over on Baal Ta'acher, either if they're necessary for kapara, which is the typical case of a chatas chelev, or where you need them in order to be able to eat kodshim, like a yodis. Because there, if you're failing to bring the korban in time, then you're preventing yourself from eating kodshim, which is a mitzvah. In the case of a korban Pesach, it's a mitzvah every individual has to be eating from the korban Pesach. Many of the Mefarshim talk about the possibility that also in a korban shlamim, for example, some of it is burnt on the mizbeach, some of it is given to the kohenim, the rest of it the owners eat, or a korban toda or whatever, that there is an argument to be made that the fact that the owners are eating the remainder of the korban is also a mitzvah saseh. We know there's a mitzvah saseh on the kohenim, but also it's a mashakub b'hem. According to many Mefarshim, the same thing applies to karbonos, where the owners are supposed to eat parts of them, that they're also fulfilling a mitzvah saseh by eating them. So you could argue those are the two cases where delaying a chatos has consequences, and therefore there's Baal Ta'acher. The case where you need it for kapara, or the case where you need it for eating kodshim. Another chatos is neither one. It's not kapara. You're not prevented from eating kodshim by delaying it. Therefore, you might have argued that that's a chiddush in it, that therefore maybe you're not over on Baltachar. And that's why you need the hekesh to tell us that now. Okay. Now we've finally gotten through this, so we found, we hashed out all this detail of how all the various possible ways that a nazir will be over on Baltachar. Now let's turn to another thing from the Braisa that we had before on Daf Gimel that we've been discussing all this time. Omamar, we said in the Braisa, Uman Dorim Ma'av Mei for Nidre Bitte Ubal Mei for Nidre Ishte. We said here's another thing that we're comparing Nidorim to Nazirus, just, or comparing Nazirus to Nidorim. Just like when it comes to Nidorim, a father can cancel his daughter's Nidorim during that day, or a husband can cancel his wife's Nidorim. Af Nazirus, the same thing when it comes to Nazirus. If a daughter or a wife makes a neder of Nazirus, Ha'av Mei for Nazirus Bitte Ubal Mei for Nazirus Ishte. Okay. The question with that's what the Braisa said. The question, we ask the question, Lomali Hekesha. Why do we even need a Hekesh for that? Taste of a Mamatsinu Minadarim. Let's just use a plain old Mamatsinu. A Mamatsinu is what we also call a Binyan Av. You have, the Torah says that when it comes to Nadarim, a father can cancel his daughter or the husband can cancel his wife. Nazirus is a type of Nadir. So why should we think it's any different than all the other ones? Now, the Ran points out over here, we had, you know, when we started the Sugya, when we started discussing the Braisa yesterday, the first thing the Braisa had said is that we learn just like Yodos work by Nazirus, so they work by Nadarim. We didn't ask the same thing, why can't you just do a Mamatsinu? Why not? Why are we only asking it over here? The Ran says the reason is because what happens when you make a neder or Nazirus involving Yodos? We're saying you chayev in that neder or you chayev in that Nazirus just as much as if you had said a full expression. If you say hey when a Nazir is walking by, you're just as much a Nazir as if you said Hareini Nazir. So then, there's no question you can't use a binyan av for that, because you can't, the Ram says, you can't punish somebody, you can't give somebody malchus for violating his neder based on a mamatsinu. But you can based on a hekesh. Therefore, there was no question there you needed a hekesh for that. Here, where we're not talking about getting malchus for it, here we're talking about the husband's or the father's ability to be made for it, a mamatsinu, which is weaker, is good enough for that. You, on the face of it, you don't need a hekesh for that.
They both come from
Mizus. But a Mamatsinu is weaker because a Mamatsinu, you can easily find a way to slug it up. You can always find some difference. What's a Mamatsinu? You're saying because the Torah has a certain din in one case, therefore we apply it to other related cases. But you can always find, for example, Nazirus has certain specialties to it, the various ones that we were talking about all this time, so therefore maybe it should be different. Whereas a Hekesh, if the Torah puts two things together in one puzzle, that's much stronger. You can't slug that up so easily. You can't break it down so easily, right? Yeah. So now back to our question over here. When it comes to Afara, why is a Mamatsinu not good enough? Why do you need a Hekesh? The answer is the taste of Mamatsinu and Nadarim. The answer is Dilma Gabi Nadarim Hu Demefer. You know what the difference is? When it comes to Nadarim, maybe you could argue regular Nadarim. Maybe you could argue the husband or the father has the right to cancel them. Mishum Dela Isle Kitsusa. Because there's no limit to them. You could have a woman could make a neder, for example, that a fruit will be also to me, and it will be also to her indefinitely. There's no limit to it. A neder could be indefinite. So therefore, you could argue, maybe the Torah, therefore, doesn't want that this woman is going to have to forever after swear off fruit. Therefore, you give the husband the power to cancel it. Or the father, the power to him. Whereas another, yeah, Avagab and Nazirus, the Isla Kitsusa, Nazirus usually has a limit. The Stam Nazirus Lamed Yom, because a standard Nazirus, a person just says Hareini Nazir, it lasts for 30 days, unless they specify, and then unless they specify more. Emaloi, maybe the Torah is not giving the husband or the father the right to cancel it. Just let her do the 30 days, fine. It's not like at the end of it she'll shave and she'll bring her kavanah and she'll be back to normal. Not such a big deal. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush that now.
That's from the Hekesh.
That's why we need the Hekesh for that. The Ur Sameach, by the way, has an explanation the other way around. He said about Kitsusa and Lo Yisle Kitsusa. He says the other way around. A neder could be made, it's possible to make a neder that only lasts for one day. A person can make a neder, fruit is also to me for today.
For one hour, whatever.
Whereas Nazirus, the minimum, even if a person were to say, I'm a Nazir for only today, there's still a Nazir for 30 days. It's still another 30 days. There's no such a thing as Nazirus less than 30 days. So therefore, the Ur Sameach says that the Gemara's logic is the other way around. With a regular neder, you could say the father has the power to cancel it because there's no minimum amount of time that neder has to be in effect. Whereas Nazirut, since there's a minimum amount of time, Nazirut is supposed to be in effect for 30 days, maybe you should argue the father doesn't have the right to cancel it until after the 30 days have passed. So mashmalon, that's why we have an ahekishin telling us now. Okay. Back to the mission.
So if the father cancels the neder, so then
that's it. The Nazirut says the Nazirut.
Yeah. And he's considered having completed his Nazirut?
No, which just means, I mean, the Nazirut. So the Hafara takes away the neder as if it never was. So therefore, so she's not having a korbanos or anything. But I believe that's the case, yeah. Back to our Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah that when we started discussing Yadais in the Mishnah, again, remember, Yad is a partial declaration. You're not saying in so many words, this food is also to me like a korban, which would be, or even just this food is also to me. It's a machlok that we're showing him, by the way, whether the basic form of a net is the basic form of a neder that you're comparing it to a korban or something like that. And if you only say it's also to me, then it's considered a Yad. Or is it that either one is considered a full declaration? Whatever it is, the Mishnah had mentioned things that are less than that. The Mishnah had said, what did the Mishnah say? That you have cases, somebody says to his friend, Mudrani Mimcha, I'm making a neder, by a neder I'm separated from you. Mufushani Mimcha, or I'm separated from you. Mirochakni Mimcha, I'm distanced from you. Shani Oichaloch, Shani Toyaloch, that whatever I would eat from you or whatever I would taste. So Amashmu, the Kulan, all the three cases that the Mishnah had said first, we understood when we first learned the Mishnah, we thought the pastures that the Mishnah was telling us five different cases of Yadis. Mudrani, Mufrashni, Meruchakni, Shani Oichol, Shani Toyim. What Shmuel was telling us is no. There's three and there's two. The first three, Shani Mudrani, Mufrashni, Mimcha, in and of themselves, none of those three is even considered a yad. If a person says to somebody else, mudrani mimcha, nothing happens.
They have to go together.
You say mudrani mimcha, shani oichaloch, or mufrashni mimcha, shani toyimloch, or whatever. You pick one from column A, which is the first three that are listed in the Mishnah, and one from column B, the last two. That's the thing. Those two taken together are a yad. Because you're still not saying that it's also. You're saying, what are you saying? Mudrani mimcha, that I'm making a neder from you, shani toimloch, whatever I taste from you. You're not actually saying the word also. You're not. That's the point. It's a yad. That's the point. A full neder would be, I'm making a neder that your food is also to me, or according to some of Farshim, that your food is also to me like a korban. Whatever it is, here you're just saying a neder about anything of yours that I would taste. That's a yad. So according to you, you need both of those things together. Yeah. Maybe the Gemara says I have a contradiction. A Braisa says mudrani mimcha. If a person says I'm barred by a neder from you, mufreshani mimcha, I'm separated from you, mirochakni mimcha, I'm distanced from you, hareza aser, then he's aser. Just and it sounds like it means just from any of those three. And if he says shani oichaloch shani toyim loch, if he says anything that I would eat from you or anything that I would taste from you, is also hareza aser. So it sounds like the Braita is saying either one of the first three or any one of the five is enough itself to make you aser. He says no, hachi katani. No, what the Braita could mean is b'med varam amurim ba'omer shani oichaloch shani toyim loch. No, the Braita might mean if you say mudrani or mufrashni or whatever. Only if you also say shani oyocholach or shani toyimloch, because only that combination together would make a full yad.
You don't have neither three, one with.
You need one from the first group plus one from the second.
It's kind of obvious because if you don't say on what yad should apply, then what is would apply?
Well, it's not so simple actually. We're going to be going through in the sugya. You have to realize there's two kinds of yad. There's something called, there's actually three kinds of yad. There's a yad that means nothing whatsoever. There's a yad that's called yadayim she'enon mechichos, where it's not 100% clear what you're referring to. It may mean a yad, it may mean a neder, it may not. And then you have what's called yadayim mechichos, where it's fairly obvious what you mean by this yad. Here we're talking about the argument is that maybe if you say that maybe if you say mudrani mimcha, that might be considered either a non-yad at all or a yad she'en mechiach, where then you might need, according to the opinion, that yadayim she'en mechiach is no good. That's what we're going to discuss later. We'll discuss over the next couple of days is that maybe you need something else in order to make it a strong enough yad. Anyway, so that's the price. I mean, it doesn't mean that any of these five makes you officer. It means one from the first group in combination with one of the second group is enough. But why? I have another braisa that says that lists them the other way around. Shani ochaloch, shani tayimloch osur, mudrani mimcho, mufrash mimcho, mudachak mimcho, hareza osur. Now, this second braisa, why would the second braisa be flipping them around? The pashtos, in order for us not to think the way that we just thought. Because put it this way, it's fairly obvious that if you say shani, it's fairly obvious if you say only one of the second things, if you say only shani tayimloch, that I will not taste anything of yours, there's no question you're saying it's osur to me. So therefore, the second braisa might be saying it that way, davka, in order to tell us, don't think that only if you say mudrani mimcha, you also have to say shani ochaloch. No, the second braisa does them the other way around, specifically to tell you, if you say shani ochaloch, of course you're also. And even if you only say shani, even if you only say mudrani mimcha, you're also also. That would contradict Shmuel. The answer is no. Tony Hachi, Ukvar Oma Mudrani. No, you could be doichik and say that the second braisa also means when does it work? When does Mudrani work if you say Shani Ochaloch and you already said Mudrani? So again, it would be basically saying
not
the same
one.
The first thing. Not that you say any one of the five, but you said one of the first group as well as one of the second group. Just the second braisa flips them around. Question is, well, then that amounts to saying the same thing as the first braisa. So again, we assume that the second braisa doctor flipped around the cases in order not that we shouldn't think that way. Now you're telling me it's basically saying the same thing. So why did it bother flipping them around? And in such a way that now we have to end for the braisa to be saying such a strange thing. And also, why would the braisa have to be saying also, either braisa have to be saying also both times? The first braisa, when it says shani mudrani mimcha mufrashni mimcha osur, shani oicholach shani tayimloch osur, why repeat osur with each one of them? If the idea is that once you say mudrani mimcha, only when you say shani oicholach does it become osur, then you only need one osur in each braisa. The fact that each braisa is repeating osur twice implies that any one of these five declarations by itself is enough. So we'll leave the answer for tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.